This is KCUR 89.3. In 2016, the U.S. organic food industry brought in a whopping $43 billion, thanks in large part to shoppers who will pay extra for apples or corn grown without genetic modifications or synthetic pesticides. But as Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports, some people are trying to take advantage of the premium prices by passing off conventional food as organic. And that could undermine the whole industry.
Did you know NFL star Peyton Manning is an official organic certifying agent? Apparently, the now-retired quarterback signed off on a shipment of grain, verifying it was indeed organic, for a certification agency called OneCert. That surprised OneCert's president, Sam Welsh, who definitely does not remember hiring Peyton Manning.
So, you know, I'm sure they found his signature somewhere on the internet and put it on one of our certificates.
Welsh's company, based in Nebraska, is accredited by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to inspect everything from small vegetable farms to processing plants and international grain operations. He says people all along the food production chain try to scam the system by making counterfeit certificates.
There's an incentive for people who want to get organic prices for products that are not organic, because organic products generally are worth more than conventional.
The scope of the problem isn't well documented, but the USDA recently published a list of 90 fraudulent certificates forged since 2008. Violators can face fines starting at $11,000, up to jail time if criminal charges are brought forth by the USDA. The USDA declined an interview for this story. Gwendolyn Wired is with the Organic Trade Association, which tracks the growth of the industry. She says even penalties don't always deter lawbreakers.
We can expect that there's going to be more attempts at fraud. And while we've been very proud of our system, we have to do a much better job.
She says the longer and more complex the supply chain is, the more potential risk it has for fraud. Think about corn tortilla chips. Maybe the corn came from a farm in Ukraine, then was stored in a grain elevator, traveled by truck, ship, and rail to a mill, then a processing and packaging plant, all to finally end up in a bag on a store shelf. Each spot where the corn changes hands is vulnerable for fraud and is a place to lose what the booming organic industry relies on, trust from organic shoppers, like Olivia Meyer in Columbia, Missouri. Today, Meyer is in the snack aisle of the local health food store picking out tortilla chips.
For my family, I really love just a very simple tortilla chip. We look for the fewer ingredients in the bag, the better, and definitely something organic.
That USDA organic label means something to her, like fewer chemicals and perceived health benefits.
If I were to find out that these organic blue corn chips were not actually organic blue corn chips, I would feel tricked and like I was wasting my money, and sort of like, why spend the premium if that wasn't the case?
Would you want your money back?
Yeah, I would definitely want my money back.
The Organic Trade Association knows it can't lose shoppers like Meyer and is trying to target one of the most exposed parts of the organic supply chain, shipment ports. Wired says the association is pushing legislation to make sure the middlemen in organic sales, who might not even touch the products, follow organic rules too. Right now, they're not, which means they could get away with flipping a conventional crop as an organic one.
That means that he or she is not getting their required annual inspections. You don't actually have an inspector that's going in and looking at all of the paperwork and all that activity every year, as is required with a certified operation.
The Organic Farmer and Consumer Protection Act that's awaiting a committee hearing in the U.S. House closes that loophole. The bill also requests more money for enforcing organic standards and investing in technology to improve tracking in the international market.
This is a label that is all about trust, and if you want to take trust out of supply chain very quickly, fraud is a way to do it.
Wired is optimistic about the bill, but the trade organization also is pushing for these requests to be included in the next farm bill, with those congressional talks likely getting underway in early 2018. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.